Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. Joining me here today to encourage you is the producer himself, Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. And our sidekick, our friend and yours, Chris Hamilton.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
A.K.A. Chris Cat.
Oh my goodness, fellas, we have a program today. I know that you guys have been busy and doing so many things. I know, Pat, you had a project going on. I'm glad to see that you were, you know, working those things out there.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Did you get the muscles moving?
Yeah, one or two.
One or two. He's being so modest right now.
Chris. Very modest.
Wow. One or two. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that's enough for that.
He was flexing. He was, you know. Yeah. Okay. Did you guys hear? By the way, if you're joining us all across the world, we want to welcome you to VFN Radio. We have just surpassed 30,000 friends on our Facebook page.
Wow.
And we want to thank you. We want to thank you for getting the word out. We want to thank you for being a part. Listen, we're having this conversation together, and together we're reaching the world. So every time you share, every time you like, every time you continue to encourage others by what you're hearing on VFN Radio, we are partnering together to reach the world, to encourage them, to share the good news, to share the light of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're doing it together. And if you missed yesterday's program, I want to encourage you, you can always download the app. We have several ways for you to connect. And you can go to your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. You can also listen on the podcast. And we also have a newsletter, the Torch newsletter, that goes out once a week with the best of the best. And if you want to have the best of the best sent to you, it's a free newsletter, doesn't cost you a thing. Go to VFNTV.com. And on the right-hand corner, you'll see an area highlighted there where you can sign up for the Torch. It's a blessing. You're going to be encouraged, and it's a great way for you to encourage others. You know, just yesterday, we spoke about final last words. Mm-hmm. And my goodness, if you missed that, you really want to listen to that, because, you know, guys, as you know, we shared and I was listening again, and my goodness, so important. You just we talked about how Joshua, and he was coming to the end of his ministry, his life. He was getting old, and he said, fellas, I am leaving this with you guys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm leaving this with you guys. And we've run our race. We've done what God's want us to do. And he tells him a couple things. One, to remember that it was God who fought for you. So don't get it twisted. This is God's doing, not yours.
That's right.
And the second thing that he told them was, listen, obey the word of God. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. It's the same thing that God told him, you know, in the very beginning when he took over from Moses in Joshua 1. It's the very same thing that he's saying at the end of his ministry and life is Joshua in Joshua 23, which is the same thing God told him.
Right.
Don't depart from the book of the Lord, you know, the law of God's word, because this is not going to be good for you. The way to success is obedience. The way to success is following God his way, not our own. And if you missed that, that's so important. I want to encourage you with that, but you can always go to the Torch, remember, by going to vfntv.com and selecting Torch. And when you do so, we have over 1,800 highlights available for you that you can click, share. A lot of times we go into more detail on the Torch, give supporting it with videos and links, and there's so much more there for you. Hey, guys, I don't know if you saw this, but, you know, I like to do some fishing. I have not had a chance to do any fishing since I've been on the Gulf Coast. But let me tell you, I am looking forward to the day where I can get some time and do a little fishing. You know, I like to fish.
Yeah.
Throw the catch. I did take my son fishing last year, and we caught a whole mess of bass. That was a whole lot of fun.
Bass?
Yeah, we were up in the lake in up in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
And it was beautiful. I was actually in the water fishing. It was a pretty cool experience. Oh, cool. Yeah, then we did some rafting and stuff. But saltwater fishing is always fun because you never know what you're going to get on the other end of the line.
I know, that's right.
Is this a stingray or a or a shark or a redfish or so much, you know, so much fish out there. But ABC's reporting, and we're going to have this video available for you, but this guy, there's no sound to it. This guy is fishing on the edge of the beach, on the shore, and look like he's bringing something in. It's kind of big. And he hooks a shark, a 7-foot shark, and he's trying to pull it on the beach, but then he puts the pole down and he does what I can't believe he's doing this. I'm looking at this, he is literally pulling the shark by his tail onto the shore. It's just 7 feet.
It's bigger than he is.
I think it's huge. I can't believe he was able to lift this shark up. I don't know how much it weighs. But he's pulling the shark, and I'm surprised that the shark didn't tear up the line. He's pulling on the fish line. Is that amazing?
Wow.
That's a big shark, man.
It's huge. Note to self. look at that. It's huge. We wouldn't have this available for you on the torch because you got to see this. But note to self, you don't want to pull a shark like that on the beach. Speaking of sharks, I remember going. You remember Miguel, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's down there in Orlando. Shout to Miguel and Frito-Lay. But we went fishing one time, and we were there hours. One excursion, and we're fishing, and not really catching too much. And all of a sudden, he's pulling something. And you got to know Miguel. He's a pretty big guy. He's reeling and reeling and reeling. And he's like, I got something. Bring the thing up. Come on. What do you got? You know? And he's pulling, you know. He's reeling his thing in. And you hear it. I'm like, what is that? And he pulls it up, and it's like a little baby 6-inch shark. He's like, it's a miniature little baby. I don't know where he snatched this thing from. And it was, the sad part, he was proud of that. He was proud of that. But he did indeed catch a shark. So, he's got bragging rights. He caught a shark. It was a baby shark, but nonetheless, he caught a shark. Well, you know, in God's news behind the news, you know, there's so many things happening all around the world, and we'd like to share biblical perspective as best as we can in terms of just what is happening and what we can do as believers to pray. But you know that for some time now, North Korea has had a new dictator. The son has taken over. A young man who needs some help. Recently, CBN is reporting of a weapons situation that came on a ship. You got to hear this because just when you think like, really? Mm-hmm. It's like, yes, really. This really happened. Listen to this.
A North Korean ship carrying what appeared to be ballistic missiles and other arms was seized at the Panama Canal. Authorities say the weapons were hidden under sacks of sugar. The ship was coming from Cuba. UN sanctions forbid importing sophisticated weapons or missiles. Cuban officials say the cargo was being shipped out to be repaired and then returned to the island. No comment from North Korea.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was shipped out to be repaired. But what was inside the ship? That's what we're talking about. What was it? Ballistic missiles. I mean, listen. Amazing. Amazing. Just goes to show you, man. Listen, what gets hidden gets uncovered. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And no telling how many of those ballistic missiles and other military stuff has already been, you know, sent over there. Mm-hmm. But you're looking at our borders that, you know, North Korea and South Korea share. And South Korea is our friend. You know, there's our friend. They're our ally. And you have North Korea that they're starving over there. I mean, it has major embargo. It they're constantly testing with throwing rockets and things of that nature. And the way they align themselves with some of the folks that actually are against the United States and Israel, it's pretty alarming. But, you know, what we can continue to do is pray that more of the stuff like this becomes more and more uncovered. And as you're seeing, I mean, a lot of things are really coming to surface that have been buried for quite a long time. And just shows me again how true the word of God is, that what is hidden will be shouted from the rooftops, and what was whispered in secret will be shouted from the rooftops. Right. What is hidden will now be disclosed. Mm-hmm. But you're seeing an unveiling. You're seeing like a curtain being pulled back, and you're seeing a lot of the stuff that's been done in secret and done, you know, in the dark, if you will, is being exposed. And we can continue to pray for that, because we don't want to see, you know, attacks. We don't want to see unmerited things happening that's out of God's will and put people in harm's way. You know, we've been talking about as well in the Middle East and what's happening in world events. Mm-hmm. And we've shared it just what's been happening in Egypt. It's been kind of quiet here, you know, last week or so. But there are things happening still on the ground, as you can imagine. And the new president, listen, remember that the Muslim Brotherhood was empowered there. The Muslim Brotherhood was in charge. And Egypt had an uprising after on the year anniversary that Morsi was elected. And that was a Muslim Brotherhood candidate after they overthrew Mubarak, Hosni Mubarak.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, have an election. Then he takes sweeping control powers and the constitution captive.
Yeah.
It's like,
becomes pharaoh.
Yeah, right. It's like, dude, can you be a little less obvious? I mean, we're not even a year into this, and you're like, okay, I'm dictator now. It's like, no, you were just elected. Now you're a dictator now? Which one is this?
Mm-hmm.
And listen, don't underestimate the power of prayer, and don't underestimate the power of folks that want to be free. I mean, free. Millions of protesters went to the streets, and they basically overthrew the military, got behind them. Well, the new president has been installed.
Yeah.
And he's making moves. He's making moves. I want you to listen to some of the moves the new president of Egypt is making.
Egypt's temporary president has sworn in a new cabinet that includes women and Christians, but no members of Islamist parties. The changes come as Egyptian society is divided between those angry over Mohamed Morsi's removal and those who seek more democratic reforms. The Muslim Brotherhood says it doesn't recognize the new government and rejected offers to participate in the new government. The cabinet will focus on amending the Islamist drafted constitution that was passed under Morsi, as well as scheduling elections for a new parliament and president next year.
How awesome is that? They're instituting cabinet members that include women and Christians.
How about that?
But also, to underscore this of change here, no members of the Islamist parties.
Mm.
This is huge because under the Muslim Brotherhood, they were persecuting Christians.
Mm-hmm.
They were condemning Christians, physically hurting them, burning up the churches, doing all kinds of horrific things. And it just goes to show you that, listen, what could happen in a day, the turning of a nation, and what can begin to happen. Listen, we're praying. We have many people that are listening to VFN Radio in Egypt and all over the world, and we want to believe for a spiritual revolution. We want to believe for a revival that takes Egypt and the Middle East by storm. And no matter what plans of men that you'll see, no matter how much man will try to manipulate the situation and get involved, that God will have his way in the Middle East. And we're seeing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so many Muslims that are coming to the Lord. We still are in, they're still in, rather, the month of Ramadan, the time of where they fast and they seek for spiritual clearance. We just shared this on VFN Radio. I didn't know this prior to you know, us just finding this out. But this is the period in time in where many Muslims come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. During this month, they're open, they're praying, they're asking for revelation.
Yeah.
And God, the true God of Israel, the true God, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ reveals himself to them. And just like God, listen, God will work with you. He'll reveal himself to you in his right timing and in his way. But, you know, a lot of people are sincere about what they believe. But if you don't believe in Jesus, you can be sincerely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be sincere, but you can be sincerely wrong. And it's awesome how God will move with that to help bridge the gap. Hey, listen, you know, before I knew God, I didn't know God. I was deceived. I thought I was okay with God living in sin. You know what I mean?
Right.
Asking, praying to God will protect me and and help me be okay while I was partying up in a club and going crazy. It's like, what a month. You know, no, it doesn't work like that. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work like that. But you can be deceived. And God will work with you as he's pulling you out of levels of deception and levels of bondage and things of that nature. You know, we have a fantastic program with you today. And one of the things we're going to be talking to you as we actually get ready to come go to break is we're going to be talking about in this extra hour, and you don't want to miss this, the bondage of fear. This is a fantastic interview that's done by Steve Hill and Rudy Atala, who has been, I mean, all kinds of like missions in the military. I mean, you got to really hear this. It's pretty exciting. And we're going to be talking about whose slave are you? You don't want to miss this. We have so much to share with you.
We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to BFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at bfntv.com. Can you play Christian music at a privately owned workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I have a small business. If I play Christian music and I hire a non-Christian employee and they request to play music from their, you know, praising their religion, do I have to allow that?
No, you don't. It's your business, and it's a private business, and as long as you can't use hiring, and if you're depending on how many employees you have, but under the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, Title VII, if you have more than 15 employees, you have to not have religion as part of your hiring or practices. In other words, you can't hire someone or fire someone simply because of their faith, unless it's a what's called a bona fide occupational qualification, if you're running maybe a Christian bookstore or working at a church, things like that. But you as the business owner have the right to include Christian music as part of what you play over your intercom system.
Find out more at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You know, Greg, what's so encouraging about abiding is that you can have your own experience with the Lord. You know, many people are out there right now and they're trying and they really want to hear and learn something from God, but they're reading devotionals.
Yeah.
That's another person's abiding experience. That's what God told someone else.
Yeah.
But guess what? There is good news, Greg.
Yeah.
You can go to iabide.org and you can follow a simple plan where you can hear God directly speak to you. Is that amazing?
Well, think about it. Their personal abiding experience was so powerful. You might be reading about their personal body experience today, calling it a devotional, and it is affecting you some way. You're actually eating another man's groceries. Do you know that God has food for you? Taste and see the Lord is good. Do you know that he has more than enough? He wants a personal abiding relationship with you. And you can find out more about that, just like you said, John, at iabide.org. You know, you write your own devotionals. When you start abiding with God, we have eight-year-olds that are writing their own devotionals. And they're just it's their own personal time with God, and they're writing it down, and it's a powerful encounter. Nobody can take that from them.
Fresh bread. Fresh manna daily.
Oh my goodness. iabide.org. And I want to talk to you just for a quick moment here. You may be at the end of your religious road. You may have done everything religious that you could think of. I mean, you may have sung in choirs. You may have had perfect, quote, church attendance, unquote. You may have got real close to those who are in ministry. You may have done all these things, but yet you're empty. You've found yourself, you know, seeking and running after what you perceive to be right, but you are running after things a man and not God. Listen, that's a seek that God's put inside of you. That's a seek that God's put inside of you. He's put that inside of you. And what it is, you were seeking after him in the wrong places. Listen, he is after you. And the fact that you've done that means you're after him. But you just got to get on the right road. You just got to get off the religious road and get on the relationship road. You got to meet God. The whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. And God loves you. God has a plan for your life, but you've got to meet him. You meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus made a way for you to be in relationship with the creator of the universe. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. It's about a joyful walk in the Lord. You've got to meet my Father. Go to meetmyfather.org. meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Welcome back. VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Joining me back from the break is Pat and Chris. Well, you know, guys, we've been praying. We've been praying a very simple prayer. And let me tell you something.
Things are happening.
Things are happening. I mean, is it not like every week we're sharing something amazing about what God is doing in terms of pro-life, protecting the sanctity of life? I mean, it's we're seeing things unfold before us, and it's just like, oh my goodness, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. And what's happening is God is answering our prayers. God is responding to his people and is saying, listen, it's time. It's time. We have so much to share with you, but we've been praying a very simple prayer, ourselves and others, and it's very simple. It's, dear God, end abortion, send revival. Mm-hmm. Dear God, end abortion and send revival. And we encourage you to join with us and pray. But I'm happy to share with you that CBN is reporting that Virginia, the state of Virginia, Virginia's busiest abortion clinic shuts down.
Wow.
Shut it down. This is another one. It says the stricter state and city abortion regulations put into place this year forced Northern Virginia's Women's Health Care of Fairfax County to shut its doors. This clinic's been open since 2006 and has performed more abortions than any other clinic in the state.
Wow.
In the state. And so you're seeing that these guidelines, these things that are happening, are saying this is one of many, many clinics that are affected by the abortion guidelines that are now sweeping the country. So you're seeing all these laws that are being passed. And this is just one. This is just one of the 30 clinics that's going to close this year alone, and which is basically more than double of last year's number. We're seeing that these slaughterhouses, if you will, are being shut down. And we're talking about the innocent shedding of blood. We're talking about babies. We're talking about babies that have not been born yet. And, you know, if you're on the fence on this issue, you need to decide, getting God's word and really find out, what does God say about this? What is God, is this really this is not a political issue. This is a biblical issue. Mm-hmm. This is a biblical issue. Now, people have made politics out of it, but rest assured, this is a biblical issue when God in his word says that he knit you in your mother's womb. It's a biblical issue when God knew you before the foundations of the earth. That the way you walk and talk and breathe and look and act, and your intrinsic qualities, your attributes, the things that make you you, that you're one of a kind. Listen, if there's no such thing as an identical snowflake.
Right.
Now, I've seen some snow.
Okay? Yeah, I'm sure you have.
I've seen some snow. There's no such thing as an identical snowflake. There's no such thing as identical fingerprints. When you marvel at the fact that every single person, how many billions of people are there in the world? That each person has... I mean, how many patterns can you place on one finger? How many patterns? Mm-hmm. We're not talking about a mural. We're not talking about a wall, on a finger, on a pinky. How many different patterns and swirls? We're talking about billions. The Bible says that God has even numbered the very hairs of your head. He's numbered them. Not that they have a number, but he has numbered them. Listen, God is intricately involved in your life from even before the moment you were even conceived. Mm-hmm. And so God's into this. And when we try to stop and kill and murder what God is doing, I think that God's not going to be pleased with this. And you're looking at right now 50 million plus abortions that have been committed since Roe versus Wade and made abortion legal. Mm-hmm. 1973, 50 plus, because now they have the pill, And no telling how many have been aborted as a result of the morning after pill.
Right.
And that's almost 5 million or so away from 60 million, which is 10 times the amount of Jews that were killed and exterminated as a result of Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, all this blood cries out.
That's right.
And oftentimes I think that people think, or under the delusion that because they don't see quick judgment on things that happen, that maybe God has forgotten, or God is overlooking, or God is not counting that horrific thing against you. Let me tell you something. God is not forgotten. Well, the scripture in the Bible says, don't mistake God's slowness, basically for accepting the fact, I'm paraphrasing, mm-hmm. that everything's okay.
Right.
He's just giving you time to repent.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving you time to acknowledge that you've done something wrong and to confess it, to repent, and to turn away from it and to receive the Lord's forgiveness. So that blood still cries out. And so we're seeing a major shift right now in the nation, a major, major shift in terms of stopping the killing. We're seeing brave politicians that are putting their careers online, and we're seeing bills that are being passed from state to state. Listen, if this was just happening in one state, you know, okay, good. We're going to rejoice over that. But you look at bills that passed in Florida, bills that passed in the Florida Bill 1129, Baby Alive Bill, is all about, listen, if the baby is born during a botched abortion in your attempt to murder this baby, and somehow by the providence of God, this baby still is alive.
Right.
You have to do everything in your power to make sure that baby stays alive
mm-hmm.
and gets the medical attention that that baby deserves. It's like common sense. You look back and think, why have this not been on the books all along? And so that was a Baby Alive bill. Have it in Florida. You have a bill that passed in Wisconsin that Governor Walker, signed into law.
Mm-hmm.
After they voted in it, it makes it mandatory that every woman that is going to have an abortion, that she has an ultrasound. I mean, it makes only sense for the woman to have full disclosure, to fully understand, the woman or girl, to know exactly what in the world she's getting ready to abort, kill, stop. As many doctors, abortionists rather, are saying that it's a tissue.
Right.
Tissue's not going to be looking back at you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And moving fingers.
Mm-hmm.
You look at bills that just, you know, they're passed in Texas that bans abortion after 20 weeks. We talked about bills that passed in Arkansas. And there's a slew of other states that are coming on board. I mean, we're seeing a spreading. We're seeing this happen all across the country. And now we're actually seeing the result of what's going on. Listen, the busiest abortion clinic. When you're talking about abortion clinic, really call it for what it is. The busiest murder house, mm-hmm. you know, altar to Molech, you sacrifice children,
mm-hmm.
has been shut down in the whole state of Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's huge.
That's awesome.
Which is huge. And now CBN is reporting that basically all of these laws are actually killing the industry's lifeline. You got to listen to this segment because you're going to see how they report and what's really happening, kind of the story now behind the story, and how all of this is rolling out. I want you to listen up.
Well, people have been fighting against abortion. Roe versus Wade, 1973, opened the floodgates. Since the Roe versus Wade decision, the United States, peaceful, loving America, has slaughtered somewhere in the neighborhood of 55 million unborn, innocent babies. Well, for decades, the fight against abortion has focused on protests, prayer, and elections. But now some people have a new strategy to go after the lifeline of the abortion industry. Money. And workers. Paul Strand brings us that story.
Since 1992, two-thirds of the abortion clinics in America have shut down permanently. But Mark Crutcher and his group Life Dynamics aren't stopping there. Their latest strategy could cost the industry billions of dollars, possibly cripple it. It involves shining a light on a rarely reported crime. Many females getting abortions are underage girls made pregnant by grown men.
60-80% of them were impregnated by adult men. So it's statutory rape and sexual abuse and aggravated sexual abuse of minors.
By law, abortion clinics must report such crimes, but Life Dynamics undercover investigations found otherwise.
Planned Parenthood and the National Abortion Federation clinics and all these others are openly flaunting their state mandatory reporting laws.
Would you guys have to tell anybody?
Here, no, we don't tell anybody anything.
They're not reporting these situations. They're protecting the predators.
So Crutcher's group wants personal injury lawyers in this country to know there's money to be made suing abortion clinics over this.
You're talking about thousands of new victims every day. So you're looking at something that could easily be $25, $30 billion before it's all over.
Life Dynamics has contacted more than 53,000 trial lawyers about this and is offering them a free ad so they can reach these victims. And Crutcher says his phone is ringing off the hook. Hundreds of miles away near Austin, Texas, one of the pro-life movement's more controversial figures pursues a different tactic. Abby Johnson wants to convince abortion clinic employees to quit.
There's probably about 3,200 abortion clinic workers in the United States, and we've already reached 50, so we've almost reached 2% of that population in less than a year.
Johnson worked for Planned Parenthood for 8 years, serving as a director of one of their clinics for some of those. Other abortion defectors in the past have made a good living doing speeches and appearances before pro-life groups, which is pretty much what Johnson is doing full-time now. But she insists her goal is much bigger than making money.
Now Abby Johnson is working from her base here, her home in Round Rock, Texas, and traveling the globe with a vision to kill off the very abortion industry she once worked for.
Johnson writes in her book, Unplanned, that her outlook changed when Planned Parenthood asked her to do something unexpected. Help with an ultrasound during an abortion.
I was holding the ultrasound probe and I stood there and watched as a 13-week-old unborn child fought and struggled for his life during that abortion.
Planned Parenthood told its people to inform clients young fetuses couldn't feel pain. Johnson knew watching that child's painful death, she'd been lied to.
But I had then in turn lied to thousands of women.
Johnson also realized Planned Parenthood's goal was not to make the procedure safe and rare, but to sell abortion.
To Planned Parenthood, abortion always is the best thing for a woman. 98% of women who are pregnant that go into a Planned Parenthood clinic will get an abortion.
In order to fight this, she decided to starve the clinics of their employees. Johnson started the group, and then there were none. They offer abortion clinic workers who'll quit up to 3 months of financial support while they look for another job. The group insists no one is beyond redemption.
You are not trapped by the abortion industry.
And one of Abby's allies offers a challenge for those still at the clinics.
Listen to your heart. Pray about it. You know, let God show you the truth.
Nurse Angie Andino fell into deep depression after her Planned Parenthood work. She says God woke her up late one night and whispered, "Save the babies."
And I thought, wow, God, save the babies. Okay. You know, I don't know what that means right now, but I'm sure you're going to let me know.
Then a job opened up at a pro-life pregnancy center where Andino began a career saving and delivering thousands of babies, a turnaround she believes could happen for any abortion worker who flees.
Their stories can be just like that.
And that would help fulfill the vision statement of Johnson's group.
No abortion clinic workers, no abortion clinics, no abortions.
American women still get more than 1 million abortions a year. But what if there comes a day when all those abortion clinic workers have quit and there's no one left to do them? Paul Strand, CBN News, reporting from Round Rock, Texas.
Fantastic.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Is that awesome or what?
That is awesome.
I mean, CBN is reporting that since 1992, two-thirds of the abortion clinics in America have been shut down permanently. And this is from Mark Crutcher. He's the founder of President Life Dynamics. This is an organization that's headquartered in Denton, Texas. And what's interesting is that they've been fighting against the abortion industry for the past 3 decades. And in 1992, there were more than 2,100 clinics open. Today, there are fewer than less than 650.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they're making a dent. Listen, they put on notice 53,000 trial lawyers. 53,000 trial lawyers. This is huge because they're going after the money. They're going after all this, the funds that they have in terms of, you know, people are paying. They're not only, you know, you would think you're killing a child, but you're actually paying to have this done.
Right.
They're not reporting it. That was what you heard on the video, which we'll have available for you on the Torch. That happened to be a call that was taken in the state of New Jersey. And they weren't even being reported and sharing on. So there's two strategies that is taking place. Actually, there's three. One that we spoke about earlier, which is laws that are shutting down and limiting abortion after a certain amount of weeks. Another strategy has to do with going after the money that the abortion clinics make, because he says something like 68% of the abortions that are done are by men that impregnate. I mean, talk about repentance. Men that impregnate minors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our whole nation's at a place where we just have to cry out to God and say, Lord, forgive us. Mm-hmm. What have we allowed? What is happening? And to think that we can, you know, brush this under the rug, if you will.
Right.
Listen, there's no brushing this under the rug. You have to deal with sin. You got to get the sin out. And it's just that this was a way of making it go away. You don't make it go away.
Mm-mm.
Trust me. This does not go away. The only way to make it go away is under the blood of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way of reconciling any sin, in particular the sin of murder.
That's right. Right.
And then the third stress. So they're saying is that if the abortion clinics are not reporting this, that the reason this young girl's getting an abortion is because she got impregnated by a male. This is, you know, a minor. This is rape.
Yeah.
Listen, they're going to get sued because they have a responsibility to report that.
Mm-hmm.
This is a minor.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third way that we're seeing the abortion clinics come down, a strategy that's being revealed, is by folks, and particularly this one lady they highlighted on CBN, who is targeting the abortion workers. And how amazing that she gave a number that there's something like 3,200 abortion clinic workers that mm-hmm. work in these abortion clinics. Listen, the abortionists can't do it all alone. They have to participate in the killing.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually participated in one and realized that at 13 weeks, not 20, but at 13, she could actually see in the ultrasound the baby squirming under pain.
Yeah.
She worked and had no idea what really was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's talking to abortion workers, and they've been able to reach 50. Mm-hmm. Now, how cool is this? Reaching 50, they have a plan to obviously to reach more. Mm-hmm. They're providing them 3 months of financial help, saying, listen, leave that job. It's a job. Come on now.
Right.
You need money? You know, we'll give you 3 months of money, right? Mm-hmm. So that you can get out of that industry and do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Do something else. Well, you remember that a lot of the staff workers for abortionists in Texas, I believe, talked about on VFN Radio, and they shared their encounters and what they experienced. Well, I have good news for you. Remember Kermit Gosnell, the abortionist who is serving right now 3 life sentences mm-hmm. for 3 murders? It was reported by Fox that he allegedly committed 60,000 of these abortions. He's convicted for 3, and I believe there's a manslaughter charge on a woman that actually died.
Right.
Okay. But one of his workers found God. One of his workers found God. Listen, we have some more to report and to share about this. But listen, it is beginning to happen. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the abortion clinic worker who worked with Kermit Gosnell, who's now sitting in prison. She came to God.
We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com. You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, you know, we're 24/7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24/7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire 2-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you. You know, Ben, I was just talking to my father and he was, he and my, has, my sisters and I, we got them an iPad and, you know, move them into the next level of technology.
Right.
And my mother was Skyping now.
Oh,
my
wow.
mother, yeah, she can Skype. She can Skype. As a matter of fact, I'm hoping to have mom on, have to do a conference call or something and bring her on live. You would just, you know, everybody, you in the audience, you would just love to hear my mother. We just laugh and talk and we've always had a great time. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they're listening to VFN TV and the VFN radio program, watching VFN TV and listening to the VFN radio program with their iPad.
Oh, wow.
They have an iPad and, they're able to do it because they went to the iTunes store and downloaded the application because we have an application. We have an app for that.
Right.
We have an app for your iPad. We have an app for your iPhone. And we have an app for your Android. Mm-hmm. You just go to your app store and type in your search area of your app store, V as in Victor, VFN TV. There you go is the app. Download it, and for free, you begin to listen not only to the live program, and it happens all day long on the loop as well, but all the archives and highlights. You think about it. If you miss a segment or somebody's talking to you about something, oh, man, I missed that, you can go that. With the app, you could go back and look to the highlights of that day and possibly the app, that particular highlights right there. In addition, you can get right to our VFN TV and Daily VFN Radio program Facebook. You can get to our the VFN TV blog right off your application has everything that you need available for you. As a matter of fact, those that are you know, sowing into this ministry and giving, that you can even give right there on your application.
Wow.
It is so, so cool. I just want to say hey to Ma and hey, Dad. And all the moms and dads out there, listen, you can get VFN TV, the daily radio program, right there on your phone or your iPad or your Android or Apple. Just go to your app store and download it today.
Oh my gosh, Steve, have you seen our new Facebook page?
That is awesome. Yes, I have.
All our radio subscribers need to do is go to our Facebook page, and you go to facebook.com/VFNTV, and you can check it out. It's constantly being updated. There's new radio segments posted daily. Mm. And I want to encourage you to like us and have your friends like our VFNTV page on Facebook. Welcome back, VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Chris. We're talking about abortion and what's happening and the strategy on how abortion's going down. And we're seeing going down. God's answering prayer, and we're seeing a threefold, three-point strategy taking place, one that is being done with laws, two, that's affecting the finances of these abortion clinics, and thirdly, another strategy that's being waged against these horrific murders, if you will, is to go after and minister to the workers. And just before the break, we shared about a clinic worker who is coming to God. She found God. This woman worked with Kermit Gosnell in what was called the House of Horrors. He's sitting in prison, and as a result of her testimony, I mean, she had to testify against him, she was so convicted. I mean, this is the Blaze reporting, says that this individual, her name is, by the way, not being released because of privacy issues. A woman has a lot of emotional things to deal with. Obviously, you know, her eyes have been opened to what she's been horrifically, you know, been participating in. Mm-hmm. And what the Blaze is reporting says that this individual actually testified against the infamous doctor, and in the end, She was apparently so impacted by the end result of the case and her involvement that she herself reached out to a pro-life group to seek help. And who she reached out was to Abby Johnson, woman we just talked about before we took break, and her ministry.
Wow. Oh, cool.
And so they've come around her. They're supporting her. They're helping her.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're ministering to her emotional needs. Mm-hmm. You can only imagine once your eyes have been open to what you've been involved in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing about sin and being in darkness and not knowing God. You just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come into the light, you start realizing, oh, that was there, and oh, that was there. Before, you couldn't just see it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's receiving counseling. They've got her connected with a pastor now, and they're ministering to her, not only to her emotional needs, her spiritual needs, but also to her financial needs, because she hasn't worked and she needs employment. So it's pretty amazing to see how all of that is unfolding. Let me tell you that God is answering prayers. Listen, don't give up. Don't give up. This, we need to stand firm. We need to stand with what's happening, how God is moving on the face of the earth, and continue to pray towards this strategy. There's a threefold strategy. One, that laws would be passed that ban abortion. Secondly, that lawyers would go after the abortion clinics that are not reporting the rapes that are occurring for those young ladies that are coming into seeking abortion. I mean, there's a high percentage, according to Crutcher, of those abortions that are being done, and minors were being violated, and it's not being reported.
Right.
And thirdly, to pray for the workers. Pray for the workers that they would fall on the conviction and that they would come unto God, and pray for the abortionists. We aired on VFN Radio in a former abortion doctor who specialized in abortion, who was convicted and said, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore. And he testified in gruesome detail of what he was involved in and what an abortion was actually like. Use the tools, pulled out the tools.
Yeah.
Remember that? The grips.
Yeah.
We're going to make these available for you on the torch, because we've been talking about this extensively and you need a broader perspective. And don't forget that if you've ever had an abortion, listen, God can forgive you. You just got to receive his forgiveness. You have to receive it. And you have to forgive yourself. Maybe you're a Christian today and you've given your life to the Lord, and that's something that's happened in your life in the past and it's just part of your story. Well, listen, God can heal you and God can use you. It's not over. I mean, he can use you to help other ladies and young girls that are going through those same trials right now. And there's help for you too.
Mm-hmm.
So let's continue to partner together with God and seeing abortion come to an end.
Mm. Awesome.
You know, Benny and Bill Johnson, they pastor a church out in California, Bethel, and they have worship leaders. Their son, Brian, and married Jenny Johnson, Jen Johnson, and a lot of wonderful songs that I like to sing to and worship God with. They're songwriters and they're worship leaders. And I just love how they connect with God. And someone just recently interviewed them, I believe it was Christian Post, and kind of was asking them to share a little bit about connecting with God. You know, when we have a relationship with the Lord, that's what we want to do. We want to connect with him. We want to walk with God, talk with God, be with God, be consumed with God. Someone might say, you talk about God all the time. Hello, what else is there to talk about?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Help me out. What else is there to talk about?
Right.
Well, you're always talking about God and he's so good. Yes, yes. I mean, what else is there? Because you want to be consumed by him. And listen, there are times, if you're a believer, you feel like you're connected. And then there's times that you feel like you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways you can find out if you're connected is to ask yourself if you are abiding. You know, it's hard to connect with a God that you don't spend any time with.
That's right.
And so you're going to hear a little bit of interview of Brian and Jenny talking about how they connect with God and what that means to them. Listen up.
I just kind of say hi in the morning. And I've had a relationship with the Lord
you know, since I was really young, in a way that I just view him like a dad, and I talk to him like a dad. In my own personal relationship with the Lord, I connect with him differently during the day, going through different things, but mainly it's just turning my affection toward him, driving in my car, or whatever I'm doing, just kind of stopping what I'm doing, just saying, I love you. I'm so thankful for everything that you're doing, everything that you've done, and just that affection turned to him amidst the busyness of life in my day.
It's mostly getting us to that place where we can connect, where we feel connected. There's a lot of things that we can do to feel that, you know.
The goal is to be really connected emotionally, but obviously during the week and during, you know, the norm of life, you kind of grow a little disconnected and then you kind of have to reconnect. But the goal is to never break connection, always to stay heart connected. And I love that example because it's just what happens naturally with us is, you know, we're extremely connected and then just different things in life or hours go by and we have to reconnect. And I really feel like that's something on a daily basis that happens with the Lord also is just that closeness and that reconnecting periodically.
Isn't that powerful? I mean, that's what it's all about, is having a connecting or an abiding relationship.
Right.
You know, John 15 in King James Version talks about an abiding, you know, to abide in the vine. In the New Testament, it says remain in the vine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's saying the same thing. The vine is Jesus. And we are the branches. And you want to connect with God. When you're talking about connecting with God, we're talking about intimacy. We're talking about, you know, being one with him. The Word of God says that he who unites himself with the Lord is one spirit with him. You can be united with God. And that is probably one of the most amazing, wonderful things, because when you walk with him and you talk with him and you have relationship with him, then he begins to walk with you and talk with you and have relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is only strange if you've had no relationship with God, or if the relationship you had with God has only been a relationship in your head. You know, it's been a head connect. You can't connect with God in your head. You got to connect with him in your spirit, in your heart. And one of the ways that you can do that is always by prayer. I mean, all prayer is basically communicating. And you talk to God. You talk to God just like you talk to anyone. Like he's your best friend. I remember when I first came to God, Pat, and I was praying.
Yeah.
You know, I had all this kind of religious stuff, prayers, because that's what I saw other people praying. So I guess that's how you pray, you know, and mm-hmm. dear God and stuff. I didn't know. No one, you know, it's what I saw. And I learned through my walk with God that, listen, all prayer is just communicating and talking with him. And it's so wonderful to be able to have that relationship where you can talk with him at any time of the day throughout the day. And in John 15, you know, verse 4 says, remain in me and I will remain in you. I mean, this is a promise that God's saying, listen, if you abide with me, if you stay with me, believe you me, I'm going to remain in you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do this together. He goes on to say that no branch can bear fruit by itself, but it must remain in the vine. You know, you're not going to be able to do what you need to do in God and in your life apart from any kind of real relationship. And then he says, no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Listen, you want to see a fruitful relationship in God? You want to have the intimacy that maybe you've seen other people and how they've gone on with God and maybe what's happening in their life? It happens when you decide to say, listen, I'm going to have as much of God as I want. And it's about me. It's not about comparing your walk to somebody else and what they're doing. And listen, no, you yourself can have as much of God as you want. The question is, how much do you want?
Mm-hmm.
When he becomes your priority, when he becomes your everything, you begin to put God on your schedule and he becomes the most important appointment you have all day. And you sit down and you begin to abide. Listen, if you haven't begun this journey, I want to encourage you to get a simple plan on how you can do what Benny and Jen and Brian are talking about, what I'm Pat and Chris are talking about today, is connecting with God, is abiding with Him. You can go to iabide.org and request a free, simple plan where you can learn how you too can connect with God. Listen, once you're united with God, you will never, ever be the same.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side. I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe that, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to, and not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. Mm. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supplies. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today, and God's bringing people to Himself. And you know, basically, people that have been inside something are heading out, and people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is, you need to go where God is calling you, and that's where you go. You go. You stay. You relate. You know. You function, and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
Wow. At VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device, no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast. And you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcasts.
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level. Linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.